Is it to get your guys ready a couple of weeks after the regular season ends and you go out to a neutral location against an unknown opponent? Does it change your coaching strategy at all as far as how you get prepared for a game?
I've always believed you do what you do. Because as soon as you start changing that, the players sense, well, coach, we've always done it this way. Why are we changing now? I'm a big believer in you do what you do. You don't worry about the opponent, who you play. There's a standard that we're trying to set on how we play. And I think the thing that I take away from this season is that we were very competitive in all our football games. Now, we didn't win them all, but we were in every game that we played, actually. It got down to the fourth quarter. We had an opportunity to win the game. Now, some of those we did not. We played nine games that basically were one-game scores. And so we're very comfortable when it becomes uncomfortable. And I think that's football, in a sense. How do you function when it's uncomfortable? And these guys know how to do that. And so with that being said, we're just going to do what we do. We're not going to change, you know, how we practice or because we're practicing a neutral site. It's just you do what you do, and you'll be fine.
Herm Edwards joining us here, 95.7 The Game on Joe Lowe and Dibs. Hey, Herm, what's the transition to the college game been like for you? How has it been going through the Pac-12 season, preparing for a bowl game? What is this experience like for an experienced coach like you?
It's been a lot of fun, obviously. And I think the reason is due to this. We had a nice senior class, and I had some great coaches that have coached college football for a long time. You know, I've learned something in life. I'm smart enough to figure this out. I'm not very smart, but I was smart enough to figure this out at a very early age. Everything I've learned from someone else. And so I think if you approach life that way, you're always learning. And I'm a good listener. And with that being said, hiring the staff that I hired, first of all, I wanted to hire good men. And with that being done, then the football takes care of itself. So I surrounded myself with some people that have been in college football for a long time. Two of them have been head coaches. And so I felt very comfortable with my staff. And I think that translated to our players.
Coach, when you're looking at the college game and compared to the pro games, how are the players different? How is the mentality how you have to coach college compared to pros? And also, is the game changing in the pros far, especially the quarterback position, how necessarily now you don't necessarily read coverage? How much has it changed?
Well, I think this, when it comes to players, all players at any level want to know one thing. Can this coach help me to become a better football player? No coach in the history of coaching has ever given a player talent. God gives you talent. Now, how you go about really convincing them that what I'm about to teach you will help you become a better football player. That's what players want to know. They want to know why first. You know, that's the world we live in. And once you get their attention on why we need to do this and how this will help you be a better player, then they're all in. And you have to be consistent with that. I think the quarterback, as far as the National Football League and college, I think we've seen a lot of hints of some of that offense coming into pro football. One in particular is the Kansas City Chiefs with Patrick Mahomes. I mean, he's basically, and Andy has really put in a lot of the college system for him to flourish, which is smart because I think any system is built around the quarterback skill set. Now, with that being said, I think you have to be careful because it's fun to do that when these guys are young, but when they get to that second contract and you're paying them $25 million, you can't get that quarterback hit. Because if you lose, then you're in trouble.
Sure.
No doubt. Herm Edwards here on 95.7 The Game. Have you found it challenging to connect with this new generation of young athletes? It's been a little bit of time since you coached, and I know kids are different with all their phones and their social media and the whatnot. Is it more challenging now for you to reach the young men, being more from the old school?
No, I'm not from the old school. I'm from the right school.
Amen.
Nice.
So let's make that perfectly clear. I don't know if you guys know, I've got two little girls that are 13 and 12.
I know that.
If I can handle two little girls at 13 and 12, I can handle 17 and 18-year-olds. Trust me, that's easy.
Coach, with that being said, you look at some of the guys in the pros, and a friend of yours, you know, John Gruden, you see the transition, been in the booth, you know, you make the transition, it seems effortless. What is some of the hurdles that guys have to sometimes when they are away from the game and understand that? What have you seen, especially watching from a distance and seeing kind of what's going on here?
Well, I think you know, when you transition from wherever you come from, I mean, the first thing is what culture are you trying to establish? A lot more difficult in pro football than it probably is in college, in the fact that when you try to change a culture in pro football, you got to deal with contracts. And that's always difficult. Now, how you acquire players is a little bit easier in pro football than college, because in college, they pick you. You don't pick them. There's free agency and there's a draft. And I think with that being said, I think what Coach Gruden is going through right now, he's going through this transformation period of, look, he sees a vision in his eyes and what he believes and how he wants to play football on both sides of the ball. And when you get rid of really good players, that's tough, because as we know, you know, good players make you a good coach. But with that being said, also this, I think if you're trying to change the culture, sometimes that has to occur. In other words, he's going to draft players that fit what he would like to do on offense and defense. And that's not saying the players that have gone there wouldn't fit, but just felt like he's got a 10-year deal. Guys, 10-year deal. Think about that. 10 years. So
long time.
He's got some time to maneuver to see what he wants to do. And that's the transformation they're going through. I mean, look, we're down in Vegas, and I see the stadium that they're building. Boy, that thing is going to be marvelous. I mean, so, you know, this is a transition period for them, and I think the Raider fans understand it. And Coach Gruden's a good football coach, and he's going to, you know, one thing about him, he's not going to listen to what anybody says outside the building. He knows what he needs to do for this football team, and they've given him some time to get that done.
Hey, Coach, you're going into this game in an interesting fashion. Your standout wideout, N'Keal Harry, decided he's going to hire an agent. He's going to declare for the draft. Where do you stand on guys not playing in the bowl game? And are we going to see more of this for guys who think they have NFL futures moving forward?
I think you will. I think especially if they're first-round picks. And I'm always on the side of the player. Everything I do is thoughtful of the player because I'm a former player.
Mm.
And I get it. Now, maybe 15 years ago, that would be taboo. That's not the world we live in anymore. This is a business. You know, look, we've got the pro model. We said that intentionally. We're developing a pro model. What is that? We want guys to come in here on a three-year plan. If that's what they want. If they want to go to pro football, we say this. We can help you graduate in 3 years, which we want you to do, and then go on to pro football. Everything we do, the way we practice, the way we obviously recruit players, the DNA of what we're looking for in players, that's been in place now for a year. When I first got here, that was not in place. We've changed our whole structure. So it's okay. We tell guys, if you're three and out, we'll go with that. We'll help you do that. So I got no problem. I talked to N'Keal when I first took the job about this situation. So I was well aware if at the end of the season he walked up and said, Coach, you know, I'm thinking about good. We're good. And the AD was in the same position I was in, Ray Anderson, and we said, whatever good for the player, let's do it.
Well, Coach, that is awesome, because a lot of coaches, especially on the college level, they're about themselves. And for you to understand what these young men are trying to do and making sure that they graduate at the same time and letting them chase their dreams, kudos to you. You're a great man. I appreciate everything you've done for me and my family. Thanks for joining us. Good luck against the Bulldogs. But you know, Bulldog born, Bulldog bred. I'm going to be a Bulldog coach to the day I'm dead.
Hey, I understand that. Guess who's speaking to him? Another Bulldog, Trent Dilfer.
Oh, Trenty Dill.
I got Bulldogs all over the place.
You do. You do, Coach. Well, take care. Good luck. Tell the wife, kids, I said hello.
All right, bud. Thank you.
Cheers.
Thanks, Herm. We appreciate it. That's Herm Edwards. He's the head coach at ASU. Listen, we got a huge power hour. We got our Alaska Airlines, Hawaii for the holidays, a flyaway situation. We got name names. That's coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. We got huge Warriors-Raptors conversation coming up, and this is going to be a lot of fun. This is going to be something we're going to need everyone involved here on the Chilton Auto Body text line and also on the phone number. Joe Lowendibs, I'm Jim Cozumore. In for Joe on 95.7 The Game.
You cannot lose games in the NFL and still win.
Hall of Famer Jerry Rice and Joe Lowendibs want to wish you a very Jerry Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. Starting Monday and all week next week, tune in at 8 a.m. for your chance to win autographed Jerry Rice memorabilia. That's 8 a.m. all next week. Your station for holiday gift giving, 95.7. The Game. Joe Lowandibs continues on 95.7 The Game.
Money spot, ready to roll? I am Joe Lowandibs. I am Jim Cosimore in for Joe Fortenbaugh.
So is Mary and Jerry.
Jerry.
I like that.
You like that?
Absolutely.
That's going to be fun, giving a lot of Jerry stuff away.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool.
Great gifts for holidays.
And he's really nice. You know what? He's a really good guy. For the guy who's the greatest of all time.
Nice guy.
That guy's a heck of a guy.
He's a good guy.
Really a lot of fun. All right, we got a lot of fun coming up in the 7 o'clock hour here. A lot of stuff that we're going to be doing. A lot of Golden State Warriors-specific stuff that we have going on. But we know it's the season of giving. Or are you a taker, Dibs? Which are you? Are you the giver or the taker?
Usually a little bit of both, quite frankly.
You like it that way?
Yeah, yeah. You got to be able to take in order to truly appreciate the give.
There you go. You got to accept, right? You got to take it. We're in the season of giving here at 95.7 The Game. And you know what we've been doing? We've been trying to qualify some people to head out to Hawaii because, you know, who doesn't want to spend a little time in the sunshine during the Christmas holiday?
Right. I know I sure do.
The rough winters that we have here in Northern California, I got to get away from this.
It's been brutal. Did you see that drizzle on the streets this morning? It was cold.
Some nasty fog coming across the bridge.
It's awful, Jim. I don't know how people do it out there.
That's why I got to get away when it's Christmas time. Well, you could be a winner. It'd be you and three of your pals with a chance to do it. And as we come up on the time here, why don't we, are we ready to do this right about now?
It is 7:20 after all.
That means it's time to do it. All right, guys.
Your favorite tune, Jimbo.
This guy had 24 hours to come up with some good hot, some what is it? Mele Kalikimaka. Yeah,
yes.
Well, something that's Hawaiian, not country. But nice guy Steven opted for this again. I know he's doing the extra Kolsky hour, so he probably didn't have time to come up with Hawaii music.
Sure.
Time for the 95.7 The Game Alaska Airlines Hawaii for the Holidays Flyaway Contest. We're sending one listener, three guests on a dream vacation this holiday season, courtesy of Alaska Airlines with nonstop flights from the Bay Area to Hawaii. If you haven't already, register now for your chance to qualify at 95.7thegame.com. Today's qualifier. Are you ready? Today's qualifier.
Hold on. Wait for it, Jim.
Bill Abraham. Bill Abraham from Burlingame. Bill, you have 9 minutes and 57 seconds to call the contest line. That line's number is this. Area code 415-402-6865. 415-402-6865. If you don't call us back, we're going to pick another name and announce it. Bill Abraham, Burlingame, 9 minutes, 57 seconds.
Good luck, Bill. Hopefully you can be a qualifier to win this amazing prize from the good people at Alaska Airlines. What a prize, too, Jim. Not just one ticket or two tickets, but four tickets to Hawaii, courtesy of the great people at Alaska Airlines. And for that, we are very thankful in this holiday season.
All right, go get them, Bill. Good luck to you. Let's move it along here on Joe Lowandibs on 95.7 The Game. Let's jump on this game tonight. In the Warriors and Raptors, that's obviously going to be a lot of fun. I think a lot of people who are Warrior fans, I know I was on with Steven this morning when he had the pregame show working, and they're, I think a lot of us want to say the Warriors are going to roll over the Raptors because they're back in hole, and I do think that they remember what happened in Toronto, and this is a team of dominance when they have everyone together. And when you think of the dominance, it starts with Steph Curry, and you've got KD. You know, Klay Thompson is one of the great shooters of all time. And then you've got Draymond Green, who can be the centrifugal force for everything. But we now get into Kevin Durant. He was on Posted Up, the podcast with Chris Haynes. Chris Haynes is going to join us today, by the way, in the 9 o'clock hour. So we'll be able to get into this with him as well. This is what Kevin Durant said about this current version of the Golden State Warriors and the dominance that they have had in this incarnation. Let's hear from KD on the Posted Up podcast.
What if you did capture that third consecutive title? Have you thought about what that would mean for you or your legacy, the Golden State Warriors franchise?
I know for a fact that we'll all get our jerseys retired. We'll probably all get statues here in front of the Chase Center.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be Bay Area legends forever. Meaning that people will recognize this team and his run forever in this area. Steve Kerr is going to be immortalized. He's going to be a legend forever. Bob Myers as well. And Joe Lacob. Yeah, I mean, that's what I think about.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's going to happen. I think about 50 years from now, when they have our whole team on the Chase Center floor, or whatever the arena is at that point, and all the fans are going to be cheering for us and reminiscing on those days, all of them, good and bad days, even when me and Draymond went through.
Oh, a lot of stuff there. A lot of stuff there to chew on, right?
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff, whether it's jersey retirements, whether it's coming back to the Chase Center or whatever it's going to be called, celebrating the good and the bad. Just first, on first listen, what did you take away from that?
He's got a lot of self-confidence, and he should. And Kevin Durant has come here for 2 years, and he's won two championships, and he is, as Drake might say, he's in his feelings, Jim. He's feeling it, and he knows that if it's three in 3 years, if they do win three consecutive titles, that puts this team in a very elite company. Four titles in 5 years puts them in an even more elite company, and you know, Chris Haynes has done a great job of being connected with Kevin Durant, and we'll get a chance to talk to him, Chris Haynes, at 9:10 today and get his thoughts on the piece. But Kevin Durant opens up a very interesting discussion point, I think, Jim.
There are a lot of ways to go, and I know there's jersey retirements, and then there's celebrations, and I know that there's, you know, it's interesting because all of the winning right now is going on in Oakland, and then we're talking about this Chase Center situation of what could happen there. Let's hear from Durant one more time, because you're talking about dynasties. You're talking about one of the great teams of its era. You can still have the argument, is this version of the Warriors as good as what the Lakers had with Kobe and Shaq? Are they as good as what the Bulls had with Michael and Scottie? You know, there are a lot of great comparisons that you can make with this team. So let's use Kevin Durant's own words with Chris Haynes on the Posted Up podcast. Here's what he said about dynasties.
Like, I don't even want to look at it as three-peat, but I'm like, damn, we can do some, like, Joe Montana, Steph could be like Joe Montana, and what's the receiver that caught the pass? Dwight.
Dwight Clark.
Yeah, like somebody could be the Jerry Rice of this group. Mm-hmm. Like, I just think about just, because I know how deep the sports culture here is in the Bay Area. You know what I'm saying? I see Ronnie Lott, he's like, people just start slobbering out their mouth when they see Ronnie Lott walking through. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Just the stuff that he did in this city, in this town. With sports, and I'm like, yo, we got an opportunity to do something like that. Forget everything else.
That's what's up.
Let's just do that.
Yeah.
Because we're gonna be legends here forever. Yeah. No matter how many points you score, how many MVPs or Finals MVPs that bull that they want to throw out.
Ooh.
We are champs in the Bay Area forever. We're gonna get statues and our jerseys retired. That's the coolest thing ever.
All righty. So he's up in it. He thinks he's gonna have it. Lo, you've heard him, both of those comments from Kevin Durant. What's your takeaway?
He's right. They win this year. He's absolutely right. And I look at
if they don't, is he still right?
I don't know. All I can do is talk about some of the things in the past what I have seen. If you look at the Staples Center, there is a statue of Shaq and Kobe because those were two pillars when they made that run. Those were two pillars. You don't see Robert Horry or Fish or those guys. But I'm shocked that, you know, when Michael was in there, of course, with Chicago, I'm surprised you didn't have Michael and Scottie. I think they should. You should have Malone and Stockton because they were two pillars. But they didn't necessarily win championships like Kobe and Shaq. And now you have this dub teams that he's talking about. And I can see it having him, Draymond, Klay Thompson, and Steph. Those four guys will have a statue. And here's the reason why.
Individual statues?
I think you just have them all four together just standing. Oh. But here's the thing. Here's what you look at. Here's why I know that it can happen, and I see teams do it. Look at Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They won a Super Bowl. And if you go to their facility, there is a statue. Pull it up, and you can go look, and you'll see 7-8 guys. Mike Alstott, Warren Sapp. You know, you'll see Derek Brooks. They have that core group of guys mm-hmm. that were there, and you walk in the facility, and it's a statue of those guys. So I can totally see that being something that will be at the new Chase Center, which rightfully so. They're talking about this team arguably could be the greatest team ever assembled in the association. And if that's the case, and if they win three titles, I think they should have a statue, you know, and I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
All right, I'd love to hear from everybody out there on the Chilton Auto Body text line, 95795. You can call us 888-957-9570. Now, Dibs, you've done some deep dive research into this very topic
right,
of Kevin
right.
Durant and whether or not your jersey is retired and whether or not you're getting a statue and how this works. Would you like to give me the Dibs breakdown of this scenario?
Well, I think it's a fascinating question, and a lot of times I think we get caught up in just the basicness of the argument and, you know, will he get a statue or won't he get a statue? It's more nuanced than that, because when you look at players and the way they're honored by teams, there are a number of different levels. And the first level that I looked at is the bobblehead level. A player like Zaza Pachulia was given a bobblehead because he's a favorite player. He was a popular player when he was here. So he achieves bobblehead status, kind of level one status.
But it's a positive.
Right? It's very good. It's very positive.
It's not a goof if you're getting a bobblehead.
It's not a goof.
We're not saying that this is a goof scenario.
No, and you don't give it to just everyone. There's not a Jacob Evans bobblehead. There's not a Damian Jones bobblehead just yet. They have a chance to still achieve that level one status. The second level is you get to Ring of Honor, or the 49ers have their 10-year club where if you play 10 years, you get enshrined, for lack of a better way to describe it.
What do the Giants have? The Giants have the wall.
Exactly.
Yeah, is that part of your chart here? Or
yeah,
is that,
that's level two.
That's okay. That's
You've
level
achieved
two.
A certain level of tenure in your career. A team recognizes that, and they don't give you level three, four, or five status, but they want to remember you, so they give you that sort of, quote, Ring of Honor. You see a lot of teams, like the Cowboys have it, a lot of teams have it where players are honored, but their number is not retired, which is level three. Level three is you get your number retired by the team. And you look
it's
at the
pretty big though.
It's
to
huge.
Have the number taken off the board, no one will ever wear the number again. That's pretty big up
there. And you look at the Warriors, and they've got, I think, six players with their numbers retired. Thomas Sherry is one. Chris Mullin, of course, famously had Old 17 retired. Wilt Chamberlain, Nate Thurman, whose number's retired actually by Cleveland and Golden State, he has that level three honor. Then you get into the statue echelon.
All right.
And there's two different levels of statue. There's the indoor statue that Lowe is talking about, where you've got players who maybe get a statue and it's put somewhere in a room inside the stadium. And then there's the outside statue, which is Willie Mays Plaza level. And you could even go level six, Jim, and you could get to things like McCovey Cove. He was such a great player.
Right.
Such a popular player, he got an entire body of water named after him.
That's pretty cool.
That's about as good as it gets.
Yeah.
So for me, it's bobblehead, Ring of Honor, jersey, then you get up into the statue echelon. And as it pertains to Kevin Durant, here's where I think that he may be slightly off the mark. Because let's just say hypothetically, Kevin Durant and the Warriors win the title this year.
Okay.
And then Kevin Durant decides, you know what, I do want to go elsewhere. Wherever he ends up going, I don't think it matters, but are you really going to build a statue for Kevin Durant?
He says so.
At Chase Center, a place where he never will have played as a home player?
Let me take it down a level before you get to statue, and you said jersey retirement. If he leaves after this year, are they going to retire number 35?
I don't think so. Personally, I don't think you look at his long tenure and think no player shall ever wear 35 again. You look at Kevin Durant and you say, wow, what a run. Three titles in 3 years. He's one of the greatest players of all time, but he doesn't go down among the most popular Warriors of all time.
I can still make a case that his jersey should get retired in Oklahoma City before it gets retired here.
I think that's a fair case.
What did he win there?
It's not what he won. It's what he built.
It's not what he won. It's what he meant to that organization.
He meant a lot to the organization.
And that's a good question.
He meant a lot to Seattle.
Right. For the 1 year he was there, and they still kind of claim him.
Which they should. I just think that you guys would be remiss if you guys didn't look at what they've done here. This is a dynasty. And whether you guys want to say because he's not homebred or whatever it may be, you guys are missing the point.
What's the greatest dynasty in the Bay Area?
Right now, it's probably the San Francisco 49ers. Probably
the 49ers?
Maybe, but after this
year. Because they've won five.
Yeah, but you got to realize.
How about the Oakland Athletics three in a row for the Oakland Athletics in the 70s?
That's awesome. And that's why
Because that's where it started.
It did. And for the Athletics to win three back-to-back-to-back is unbelievable. And now you have a chance to do something that hasn't been done. And it's hard to do in the NBA, especially this.
Teams have three-peated. Bulls three-peated twice. Lakers three-peat.
Yeah.
Three-peating isn't that big a deal.
It's not
that
big a deal.
In the NBA.
It is a big deal.
In the NBA.
There's not, okay, you got,
in the NBA. Right?
It's
a big deal, but other teams have done it.
Yes.
How about that? I'll rephrase it.
That's a little better.
Is that fair?
That's fair. But I think that now, in the era we live in, I think with free agency and how players can go and go to places, different places, I don't think you'll see that. After this year, if the Warriors are able to do that, it's going to be hard for a team to come out because of free agency and the way that guys want to go and create and do all those different things. I just think it's going to be hard in the modern basketball era for teams to three-peat again.
I think it's easier because of player movement. And, you know, players like next year, if Kawhi decides to go to L.A. and Kevin Durant decides to go to L.A. and join the Lakers, all of a sudden that's a team that could be the next dynasty.
But they won't three-peat. You can't say that just because you got the collection of talent, it just doesn't happen.
If you look at the history of the association, if you go all the way back to the – and you could go back to the 1970s low, in every decade you find a dominant team, a team that could qualify as a dynasty, whether it's San Antonio, the Bulls, the Lakers on two different occasions, and now the Warriors – these dynastic runs happen in the association a lot more frequently than they do any other sport. So, and I don't think free agency and this new era of NBA, player movement has never been more in the player's control than ever before. So players can really pick and choose and decide where they want to go
They're
more than ever.
Sensitive, though. You talked about how sensitive and the simplification of now the association, how guys move and whatever, and it's hard for guys to coexist.
All right.
They're dealing with a lot of pride and a lot of issues
They are. A couple things here. This should be a fun and uplifting conversation, not a drill-down conversation. We're talking about guys getting statues and jerseys retired.
Yeah.
So it's okay to have fun with
it. Oh, it's a text line, 9595.
I think it's a little bit off-putting when you talk about your own statue, when you say...
That's interesting.
Because it would be like
We're
me saying,
statues.
You know, Jim here at 95.7 The Game, which is... as we know, the number one sports station in town.
Boom.
I've been here from day one. So as we continue to roll through this era of dominance, for me to sit here and say, well, as the first ever employee here, back when it was Sports Radio 957, I believe I will have a statue out front here of 855 Battery. It's a little nauseating, quite frankly.
I actually agree with it.
You guys got an award, though. Yeah. You get
that was for my TV work. I knifed Jim Cosmore in the back.
It's not true. I'd like to say it is, but
it's a fun narrative.
It is. It is a fun narrative.
And then Passarelli just cut me.
Everybody's cutting everybody. When it comes to the hardcore world of soccer announcing,
MLS announcing is bad.
Look out, everybody. Let me just point out that our good friend Bill Abraham from Burlingame did not call.
Oh,
in
Bill.
The aforementioned 9 minutes and 57 seconds.
Sorry, Bill.
Let's start the clock. Do you want a new name? Do you want to give me a drum roll for a new name on our...
Can we have it be somebody who doesn't have two first names?
Alaska Airlines Hawaii for the holiday flyaway contest.
Good friend.
All right. Ralph Werner from...
Ralph Transvaal.
Ralph Werner from of Concord. You've got 9 minutes, 57 seconds to call. 415-402-6865, 415-402-6865 for your chance to win the 95.7 The Game at Alaska Airlines Hawaii for the Holidays Flyaway Contest. You and three of your friends are jetting off to Hawaii on Alaska Airlines, or have a chance to, Ralph. So Ralph Werner from, if you are Ralph or you know Ralph, tell him to call the contest line and jump
Jim,
on
it's
in.
It's just Ralph Werner. You added the from in there.
All right, the way it's written, it's right in there. It says
it's got to be 15.
It's written as Werner from.
May I see?
Look at how's it written.
It's written there, but I'm looking at the official
yeah, look
email.
At it. Look at how's it written.
It's Ralph Werner.
Well,
Werner. W-E-R-N-E-R.
Traditionally, the German Werner from indicates that you're from the Werner portion of Germany. So, in fact, maybe he dropped the from at Ellis Island. So, in fact. I got to pick up the flag. Jim is correct.
Yes,
the original,
thank you.
The original German.
Wow, thank you.
It's actually okay. Werner Fromm.
Yeah,
Werner Fromm.
Thank you. Throw the flag to the back, though.
Oh my God, those guys!
They didn't type it up.
They've been kicked out. Who did?
She just roped them. She just
no,
roped
I'm
them.
Just asking.
She, of course, she roped.
And
so
Ralph,
what's
Werner
the name?
Fromm.
What's the name?
Ralph
Werner Fromm.
Give the guy's name.
Ralph Werner, you have 9 minutes and 58 seconds to call.
Starting now, right.
If you're his friend or perhaps his Fraulein, let Ralph know.
Heine Macke Frau.
Thank you. Werner Fromm. Clink, you fool.
I got to be honest with you. Werner Fromm is a much cooler name.
It's Seriously. Not bad.
Than Ralph Werner.
Yeah. You want a schnitzel?
Exactly.
I'm just glad that Anna top roped the other guys in the back, too. That was nice.
She's starting to spread her wings a little bit.
Yeah, she started
yesterday with me. She jumps on dibs this morning at 6:01.
6:01.
And now she's jumping to the guys in the back.
Yes.
At 97
right,
pounds, though, you can sustain the hit from top rope. You know, she's not coming at you with 255, so.
All right, my guy.
280.
Thanks. Go get him, Ralph. All right, we got to get some phone calls on here. A couple of things. So we're getting on. This whole KD statue.
So what?
Jersey.
They deserve it.
Where do Warrior fans get a say? And by the way, don't the Giants kind of have the market on statues in the Bay Area? Don't the Warriors need their own thing?
Well, the statue predates the San Francisco Giants, if I'm not mistaken.
But they kind of own that in that real estate, right?
No.
Willie Mays Plaza.
That's, they own the plaza.
Is that the most iconic statue that we have here?
In the Bay Area? Or in Bay Area sports?
Bay Area sports.
Probably. And I think it's the most iconic plaza as well. And apologies to Frank Ogawa and the good people of downtown Oakland and Frank Ogawa Plaza. But Willie Mays Plaza is a destination.
Mount Plazamore?
Back in the day, Jim, you remember back in the day in the early aughts, before cell phones were really that rampant, and you would go to a Giants game and you would meet your friends. You'd be like, hey, game's at 7:05. Meet me 6:30 at the Willie Mays Plaza in front of the statue. It was a destination spot.
You're absolutely right.
I'm going to tell you right now, guys, at this new Chase Center, they are going to have some statues there. And without a doubt, like the guy Rick Barry, certain guys have earned that. And you got to have that inside the display. Dibs, don't you think that there's going to be something like you read all the different levels of statues and jerseys and the different things. I really believe that when we see this Chase Center open, you will see statues. You will have a room with the core four in like you said, a statue. I had Anna pull up. She saw Tampa Bay. What I'm talking about, there is things out there. So I really believe, Dibs, you're going to have a Rick Barry. I don't know who else. There's going to be some guys that is going to be have statues somewhere in that
See,
building.
I think there's two different things here that we're talking about.
Okay.
You're right. Inside the facility, there's going to be some sort of like great warrior room or area. They have that now at Oracle. Not necessarily statues, but they have areas where you can remember the legends of the past.
Right.
When you're talking about the core four, Steph, Clay, Draymond, and KD, all four having statues outside the arena, I personally don't see it that way. I think you may have one statue, and if you pick one player that you're going to statuefy, it's going to be Steph Curry. And I think maybe Steph Curry even gets to the level of Steph Curry Plaza or whatever it is when they finish the construction down there and they build the new street and that new grass area that's going to go right there on the water. You might see something as an ode to Steph Curry at that level. So he actually is the only guy, in my opinion, that gets to level six, which is landmark status.
I think there will be, when you walk in that building, there will be four statues of the core four, like in a basketball position, somewhere in that building with just those four. And I think I'm not
one
not
statue
in
the, not of the four together. Is what
together.
You're saying?
You don't
one,
need a,
one statue,
yeah,
four together.
You don't have all four spread out. You need to sit there and see all four and have them together. I think you will see that. And
what
I
about? Wait a minute. Can I just upset that for a little bit,
please?
What about Andre Iguodala?
What about him?
What about Sean Livingston?
Who will have been here for all of it?
I love those
MVP
guys.
MVP final too,
right? MVP final.
Maybe
finals MVP would be the right way.
Yeah,
so maybe MVP would be the right way to say that, Top Rope.
No.
Maybe Top Rope, thank you. Maybe Andre's in that. Maybe it's five. Maybe Andre's in that with those five. Steph has one outside, like Dib says. He'll probably be the only one. And then maybe you have those five guys. But unfortunately, Livingston won't be in that. I'm just telling you.
Let's let the people say.
Just
want to do that?
One quick one before, as Bryant Gumbel would say, one postscript. Although he was supposedly going to stop the postscript on Real Sports, yet he still hits you with the postscript.
Let's get to it.
If Kevin Durant never plays a game in Chase as a Golden State Warrior, he doesn't get the same level of accolades. I'm just telling you.
That's fair, right?
I disagree. I think for those four, just for that statue with those four or five guys, if Andre, if you guys want to add him in there, I think you still do Kevin Durant, whether he plays in there or not, because he was a part of that three-peat, if it happens. What's wrong with having him in there, even if he's not, if he doesn't play in there?
Jim, just one postscript. What's wrong with it is that he will have left, and he would have only been here for 3 years. He wasn't homegrown. They won titles without him. KD came, and he joined.
Titles or a title?
If he leaves and they win without him, it would be titles. So, a title.
You see what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're saying, Lo, and you're wrong and you're out of line.
Wait a minute.
I can say whatever I want.
You can.
I'm not afraid of you.
Let me tell you something.
A lot of votes for the Hamptons 5.
Okay.
Statue.
Exactly. And here's the thing you got to realize. Just like Rick Barry wasn't and not going to play in this stadium, he's still going to have something there. So I disagree with you, Daniel.
All righty. We'll agree to disagree. People want to squawk about it. 888-957-9570. This is a chance to have some fun. Who gets a
statue?
Doesn't
feel very fun.
No, I know. This is supposed to be uplifting and smiley, and you guys are ready to come to blows.
I gave you the six tiers of honors.
And now I'm bursting into tears at the at the dislike between
you
two.
And I was with you, and I was...
The kids are fighting again.
It's tears of a clown.
Daddy can't do it anymore. Tears of a clown.
Thank you, Smokey.
Ray by the Bay.
Smokey!
We're gonna tip it off with you, Ray. Ray, on Kevin Durant.
That's Otis Redding.
There's statue status. There's jersey retirement status. What does Kevin Durant deserve? He thinks he knows for a fact we're all getting our jerseys retired. How do you see it, Ray?
As of right now, no. He does not deserve a statue.
No statue?
Maybe like a Hollywood star right now.
Mm.
That's
like a plaque. Right, he gets a plaque on a wall.
It's pretty good.
For getting you two MVPs.
Or maybe a Grauman's theater with he gets his footprints right in there in the entry.
Get him a pack of ramen noodles.
Yeah. But the importance of getting the statue to me is how long you're a Warrior. And hopefully he resigns and hopefully wins us more championships. And that's the only way he's getting the statue. The first statue I see being built is Rick Barry with his grandma shot. And then a Steph Curry statue. And then if Durant signs and wins more championships with us, we'll have that Durant statue.
All right. We appreciate it, Ray. You know, does the Destroyer, Al Attles, get a statue?
I don't think so. I think
really,
and if you think about statues,
yes,
we're talking about statues.
We're talking about statues.
We don't see a lot of statues. So to me, a statue is reserved for the absolute elite of the elite, the best of the best. Al Attles has his number retired. It hangs in the rafters along with some of the greats. I think when you start talking about statues, and I'm not saying Al Attles isn't one of the great Warriors of all time, because he is.
Yes,
but if you start to go Hampton's five, then you got to go Rick Barry, you got to go Nate Thurman, then you go Al Attles, and you can't forget about Clifford Ray, and then it's the TMC has their... Pretty soon, you can't even get into the
TMC
building,
Plaza.
Jim. You can't get in the building
right.
Because there's so
you're
many
right.
damn
I'm
statues.
With you. I'm with
it's like a hedge maze of bronze and emotion.
I'm with you. Greatest Charger of all time, is it LaDainian, or is it, it would be Phillip Rivers?
John Hale.
You're not even close.
The great John Hale.
You need to remember your history.
Or is it 55, or is it Bambi?
I think you'd go to Dan Fouts, the legendary Dan Fouts.
Dan Fouts.
Chargers, go. Shout out SI, and he went to Marine Catholic for a year and couldn't hack it academically, I'm told.
Whoa. Really?
No, I think he lived in the city.
Daniel's
so.
Very smart guy. Fouts, you love that guy.
Of course. Old Daniel.
Adam in San Jose,
please,
can you bring some normalcy
here? Can you save
here?
Us, Adam?
Please, Adam, make this make some sense of this on the statue versus jersey
Tonight,
retirement.
On Real Sports.
Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, one thing I think Lowe keeps forgetting is, what about Shaq? You know, Shaq won championships in L.A. Does he have a statue? No. Yes, he does. If KD's...
Shaq has a statue.
Shaq has a statue. Sorry, sir. He does. You're wrong, and you're out of line.
Oh.
Shaq does have a coach. He has a statue in L.A. I'm positive. Just like Montana and all those guys there, they never played at Levi's. But guess what? They have a statue. And Shaq does have a statue in L.A. I'm positive as I digest.
They're legends.
And is Shaq a legend? Yes.
Being there for 3 years and then not... I don't see him as a Warrior unless he stays for longer than 3 years. You can't just come in, win some championships, and be like, yeah, that's me, I get a statue. And you can't talk about it like yourself like that. Maybe Lowe could get a statue, and Dibs could get a statue of you guys fighting right out front of the...
That'd be a good one.
Thank you, Adam.
I love you, Adam.
He's more likely to get a statue across the street at the grilled cheese shop. For those of you who've been riding with us for a while.
Mean-spirited.
You're probably right.
Of the recent dynasties we've
Call
seen
in,
here, because we are spoiled as fans, of the recent dynasties, and the most recent was the Giants, right?
Sure.
3-5. Now you've got what the Warriors is going on, which was harder to do.
The baseball one, I believe.
No question about it in my mind. No question about it. The Giants was much more difficult.
Especially considering how, you know, I won't say lacking in talent, because they had good talent, but they weren't the most dominant team.
The 2010 team, you could argue, was the worst World Series champion in the history of baseball.
What they
which,
do great,
by the way,
which they do great, which, play defense. What is one of the better teams in the National Football League team right now? Playing great defense. Offense entertains, defense wins championships in any sport.
All right.
As we continue.
Yeah, Cody Ross is on the phone.
Yeah, Cody Ross.
I mean,
whom they didn't want.
Yeah, Pat Burrell, who came in big, clutch. What was that?
Barry Zito.
Yeah, because we had to have that in the program. 126 million.
I'd be intrigued.
Nice guy, Steven. It's not 5 a.m. anymore, kid.
Oh, that was a top roper.
That was.
I've never seen
that. That was. Everyone's. It's a melee in here. You know what? This is one of those.
It's a fracas.
Steven, you got motorboated.
What's the big wrestling one where, like, you got 20 people in the ring and you got to throw people out of the ring? What's that called?
Royal Rumble.
Wait, yeah. So this is a Royal Rumble of a radio show.
Seriously.
It really is.
Everybody is right now a target. Right?
Just a fan in the crowd.
The Mexican standoff. Everyone's got guns pointed.
Steven's turning red. You just got him pretty good. That was good. You crushed him.
Everyone's pointing a gun.
Too tan to turn red. Look at
Armor take her home.
Fremont Lionel, welcome into 95.7 The Game. What do you think? KD and the guys. Because I know KD made these comments on Chris Haynes' podcast, posted up. And we're going to have Chris on later on today in the 9 o'clock hour. But how do you see this, Lionel?
Well, first of all, that's a great tease, Kozalek. Second of all, I heard the podcast. I honestly think KD's going to stay a couple more years. I think he does want to play in Chase. Him getting a place in San Francisco kind of sealed a deal for me. And that might maybe jeopardize Trayvon getting extended, which I hope does, and hope all these guys get along and sing Kumbaya, win a few more rings, you know, in a perfect world. But basically, with him getting a statue, I mean, I kind of like the idea that Lowe said, you know, or I don't know, basically something a little different, not like the Giant style. I mean, nothing against what they got going on at Willmaid Plaza. But, you know, maybe it's just a little twist, a little something different. Maybe all the statues once playing on the floor. That would be super cool, honestly. But overall, the only way he doesn't get a statue, he's going to get the number retired in the Raptors. But if he doesn't get a statue, he goes to the dark side, which is LeBron. If he goes to play with LeBron, then I think the Warriors kind of just shove him to the side. Or the Clippers. He just cannot go to L.A. He can go anywhere else. He can't go to L.A. He can't go to the dark side.
All right, fair enough. Thanks, Lionel. We appreciate it. If he leaves, could we make a case that he doesn't even get his jersey retired?
I don't think he gets his jersey retired anyway. Just because you're great and you have a champion doesn't mean that you necessarily get your jersey retired. It's about longevity. So let's say that they win the title this year and KD leaves and everything just slowly dissolves. You don't win another title. But you had 4 and 5 years. You tell me you're going to retire every single number of every single player who was a core member of this team. So no one again will wear the 34 of Sean Livingston. No one again will wear the 9, I believe, of Andre Iguodala. It's not the way things go.
But you're comparing apples to oranges right there, Dibs.
No, I'm really not. That's ludicrous. I'm really not.
No,
what I'm talking about, Lo, if you'd let me finish, just maybe once this week, is that there's a certain amount of time spent with an organization that allows you to get to the area, gives you the gravitas that your jersey becomes retired. If KD goes 3 titles in 3 years and then goes to wherever, he's not going to get his jersey retired. He's not getting a statue. My opinion.
Can I get to Eddie in San Jose?
Please.
Eddie at 888-957-9570. Eddie, please. How do you see this whole thing with KD? Does he deserve a statue? Or who does deserve a statue on this club? How do you see it, Eddie?
Hey, fellas. Thanks for that, Coz. Well, I think that, all right, going back to what Diz was saying, Drazen Petrovic, I'm sure he passed away. Rest in peace. He got his jersey retired. Michael Jordan got his jersey retired by the Miami Heat. So there's always exceptions to the rule. So I think, especially when someone's won a title 3 straight, again, Coach, you said that, or did you say that dynasties can be bought through free agency? All the dynasties that have been built for the NBA always had a core. You can't just buy your championships. Look what the Lakers try to do with their four-peat. They try to bring in Malone and Payton. They didn't win that one, but they always had Fisher. They always had Kobe. So they had Shaq because they brought him in, but he was there. So I don't think that dynasties can be bought, and this one is special. So KD is going to have his shot, whether it's game three in 2017 or in both game threes, that three-pointer, that's going to be the shot that everyone remembers.
You're right.
So that shot is going to be immortalized.
You're a smart call.
Thanks, Eddie.
Eddie, I appreciate your call because you bring intelligence to the call. And here's the thing that's just kind of chaps my you-know-what. It's because people say, if he goes to the Lakers or if he goes and plays somewhere else, if he doesn't play here anymore, he can't have a statue. The guy, 2-time MVP, he took this team to a championship. And if they win this year and then he decides to go, I don't care, dark side, whatever color side you guys want to call it, black side, white side, green side, purple side, strong side, Who cares? He won you three, helped you win three titles, and it's not like he's just a guy. And for you, Daniel, to sit here, it's funny. It's laughable. For you to sit here and say, oh, well, Livingston and all these guys, and oh, whose jersey? Every single jersey to be retired? With all due respect, they're great guys, but you can't compare them to KD. You can't compare them to KD. So that you can't say, oh, Looney's jersey should be retired because he won a couple of championships. Oh, these guys average. No, it's just
I didn't say Looney.
Way.
So here's my deal.
Oh my God.
Didn't say it.
In the comments we heard from Durant on, you know, whether or not they're getting statues, whether their jerseys are retired, whether it's a dynasty or not, and he was comparing them to the 49ers dynasty that he had, showing his Bay Area sports history. Can I get Roy on line three? Because I had a different takeaway from the stuff I heard Kevin Durant talking about, and I don't know, maybe Roy heard the same thing. Roy and Martinez, welcome in 95.7 The Game. What do you got for us on what you see from KD?
Hi, guys. Hey, listen, this is what I hear, and this is what, even before the podcast, this is what I felt. KD was always going to play that first year in Chase because that's very special. That's a brand new stadium, and he seals the deal by winning a championship in Chase. Now, as far as the statues are concerned, forget about the statues. Those are all yesterday. They're going to do a bass release around the whole building that includes the entire team. So there's no more arguments. Everybody gets their face on that building.
Roy, before you continue, Roy, two things. One,
you
didn't self-identify, which is my favorite part of your call. And two, this whole thing was set up just so you could get boss relief in, right? You just wanted to get boss relief in.
Hey, listen, it's Roy and Martinez and Dibs.
Thank you.
I love you.
Nice
way
uptick.
To go, Roy.
Drive safe, Roy.
It was a great job, but
he just wanted to get the boss relief. Let's be honest.
Yeah, that's true. But he took something away that I also took away from the KD comments. The way he spoke, this is the first time I thought he actually could stay. That's the one takeaway. Anna wants to jump on my bandwagon here.
Well, when he was talking about Ronnie Lott and how everybody loves him, I think if you look at Kevin Durant, he hates when trolls go after him. He hates not being liked, and I think that's something that he really wants. So for him to jump ship again, that means he's going to have more haters. But if he says, I'm going to stay here, he wants to be like Ronnie Lott. He wants the people to come up and say, I love what you've done here for this team. I kind of see, like, maybe that's something he wants.
Because prior to this, hadn't we all been resigned to, he's leaving?
Yeah.
He's leaving.
No.
He's going somewhere.
I was not resigned to that.
Come on.
Jim, you ask a question.
And I give
you an answer. And then you, being a four-hour-a-day listener to the program, probably don't know
I'm
this.
Pretty
but
close, though.
This is a hotbed debate topic that Lorenzo and I have been going back and forth
it's
on for years.
You and Jim right now.
Because, no, it's really not. Because for years now, and I say years plural because Lowe has been saying, KD's going to leave. KD's going to leave. And I keep saying KD's not going to leave. So we've had this argument. Season after season now. So I don't believe he's leaving. So for you to say that, Jim, you're wrong, and you're out of line.
Jimmy, my thing is, I said the Core 4 won't open up to Chase Center. And
okay.
I'm here to stand by that.
You'll stand by that.
Yeah.
So it's all good. I was one of the first ones to say I thought he was going. And I remember I was working on a weekend with Michael Urban, and he started to make fun of me. And then we turned it into something. Everyone said, I'm crazy. Because I think KD could leave.
You know what? Let me tell you something.
And Jim. Let me finish. And then it turned into maybe he's going to the Knicks. Maybe he's going to the Clippers. Oh, look at him working out with LeBron. He's going to the Lakers. KD's on the floor saying, That's why I'm out. And everyone says he's going. This is the first time I thought, after hearing him speak, he is really entertaining staying here.
Yeah.
That's the first time I've heard it.
Can I speak now? Is that okay?
That's what happens in a conversation. You let someone make a point, and then you talk after that.
Well, we don't do that on this show.
Yeah, I know.
You say you're a devoted listener?
I know.
You must be listening to the wrong program.
You must be.
God forbid. We had a grown-up discussion. Go!
Yeah. Well, I'm the guy, believe it or not, where Anna, Dibs, Joe, everyone said I was crazy because they said he couldn't come here. They said there wasn't enough balls to go around. They said that it wouldn't work.
I wasn't even on the show then.
For the record, this
officially clarifies a slander.
No, I'm sorry. Then if you weren't here, but I'm just telling you what happened. And everyone said whatever. KD would never come here. We don't want him here. And yeah, they were on the other side. And if you can check the tape, and I said KD could come here and he could play here, and it happened. And then when I say he's going to leave, everyone calls me a troll again. I've been right on a lot of these things. Just like I said, LeBron bought a house in L.A. He's going to with the Lakers. Everyone said, okay, Lo, you're doing your thing again. All of a sudden, he is. So you can say what you want. I'm a guy with some foresight, a guy who played around, you know, in the associations, in the national, and I kind of see things because I understand how the games work, and it's not personal, it's just business. And as long as you can understand the business side of what these guys are doing, and just like when I'm talking about, everyone's talking about a guy who everyone loves, Klay Thompson, the Thompsonator, the toaster. Oh, everyone talks about him. He's not going anywhere. Let me tell you something, guys. If this guy gets a max deal on the open market and the Dubs come out with like $15 million a year, $16 or $17 million, he's gone. He's gone. Listen, he won't be here. End of text line.
We're not having this conversation, Lo. We're talking about whether or not KD gets a statue. You're trying to go wildly out of bounds to try to show everyone how you're this Lostradamus.
Oh,
okay?
God.
You said KD might come here. Congratulations. You got a prediction right. Well, you've told me about it each and every day in the 2.5 years that I have been here. We're talking about statues, yes or no, for KD.
Why are you raising your voice at me?
Lucky for you, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1, KGMZ San Francisco. It's the radio home of the Golden State Warriors.
Don't step on the
Joe
legal.
Lo and Dibs. I'm Jim Cosimore in for Joe Fortenbaugh. Let's let the people have a say. Fair enough?
Please.
We'll go right down to the phones and we'll say, does KD, who does get a statue, who gets a jersey retirement? KD says he knows for a fact we're all getting our jersey retired. Now, I wonder what we're all means. What's the definition of we're all? Because I do think Andre Iguodala gets left out of a lot of these discussions. We always talk about a core four, core four, core four. Andre Iguodala makes them play better. He means something. He's a man in that locker.
Without his performance in the first title run, they probably don't win that title. And maybe none of this ever happens subsequently. So you can pick and choose. And I don't know if Joe Lacob has gone to KD and said, KD, you're getting a statue. All you guys are getting statues. And if he did, would KD then come out and tell Chris Haynes about it? The whole thing is a little curious to me, Jim.
Let's hear from Kevin himself. All right, let's hear what he told Chris Haynes on the Post It Up podcast about statues and the way these guys will be respected. You got
If he did capture that third consecutive title, have you thought about what that would mean for you or your legacy, the Golden State Warriors franchise?
I know for a fact that we'll all get our jerseys retired. We'll probably all get statues here in front of the Chase Center. Mm-hmm. We'll be Bay Area legends forever. Meaning that people will recognize this team and this run forever in this area. Steve Kerr is going to be immortalized. He's going to be a legend forever. Bob Myers as well. And Joe Lacob. Yeah. I mean, that's what I think about. Mm-hmm. And I think that's going to happen. I think about 50 years from now when they have our whole team on the Chase Center floor or whatever the arena is at that point, and all the fans are going to be cheering for us and reminiscing on those days, all of them, good and bad days, even when me and Draymond went through.
And I know, Dibs, you've got your 6 levels of respect for players, and whether it's bobblehead or whether it's a statue. What's Ricky Henderson with Ricky Henderson Field? Is that a complete category unto itself?
No, that's category 6. That's a cat 6 because it's a landmark.
It's a cat 6.
McCovey Cove, Ricky Henderson Field.
Gotcha.
Those are...
Mays Plaza.
Exactly. That's cat 6.
That's cat 6.
If you've got an actual piece of the earth that's named after you. And Katie's right on most of what he says. They will be remembered 50 years from now. But they're not going to do a video montage of all the great days and show the spat between him and Draymond. He said all the good and all the bad. That won't be a part of the video montage in 50 years.
You don't think
if,
so?
If we're still doing video montages, it'll probably be all holograms and VR by then.
Yep.
But whatever it is, they're going to go ahead and leave that spat out of it.
All right. Coming up at 8:18, we're going to have the holiday gift grab contest.